While we don't know exactly how Isabel dos Santos acquired this wealth, the fact that she was using an anonymous company registered in the Isle of Man to conceal her identity of this multi-million pound property in London raises serious red flags. And it's something we definitely want to look into further. The UK government in 2016 promised that they would introduce transparency to the property market by bringing in a public register of the real owners of property right here in the UK. It should be up and running by 2021, and that would fix this problem. It's also been really fantastic to see that the Isle of Man, along with the other Crown dependencies, are showing real leadership in their commitment to introduce public registers of the real owners of their companies. I just had a look this morning and I discovered that there are a pretty incredible 10,704 properties in the UK that are secretly owned through Isle of Man companies. So just the Isle of Man alone, introducing a public register of their beneficial owners' companies would have a huge impact in stopping this kind of secrecy.
In your line of work, how often is it that you come across an Isle of Man entity? I know we've said over 10,000 properties owned through the Isle of Man. Is it a country that comes up quite a lot?
Absolutely. So in total, in England and Wales, there are 87,000 properties owned. So the fact that over 10,000 of them are in the Isle of Man, kind of between an eighth and a ninth, is really, really significant. We also see Jersey coming up a lot, Guernsey coming up a lot. There are over 20,000 in Jersey, over 12,000 in Guernsey. Lots in the British Virgin Islands, but absolutely these are the jurisdictions that come up time and time again.
Mrs. Dos Santos herself has denied any wrongdoing. As a businesswoman, is she not entitled to take advantage of something like this if it's open to her?
I think there are serious questions to be raised as to why someone would need this level of secrecy in a property that they were purchasing. At Global Witness, we spent several years investigating the Dos Santos regime back in the late 90s and the early 2000s, trying to kind of locate different assets that had come from the Dos Santos regime. And during that time, Angola's citizens faced starvation conditions. That was the final stage of the civil war, which ended in 2002. And we saw that the regime's kleptocratic elite, which Dos Santos's father was at the head of, was kind of taking money out of the country again and again and again, and people were literally starving there. So someone who has got connections to a regime like that and is now a billionaire should face scrutiny.
And I believe that Global Witness has called for the National Crime Agency to look into their source of wealth. What would that achieve?
The National Crime Agency can ask someone who owns a property where they got that money and how they afforded to buy it. And then it's the duty of the person who owns the property, so in this case Isabel dos Santos, to demonstrate that she got it through completely legitimate means. So that potentially is what they would do. Until Isabel dos Santos was able to prove it, if that was all agreed by the court, the property would be frozen, so she wouldn't be able to sell it and take the money out of it. That looks like a really, really good thing to do.